This is VOA News. Fires, looting, and chaos erupted in dozens of American cities Saturday night as demonstrators clashed with police in protests sparked by the death last week of an African-American man while in police custody in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, was held handcuffed while face down on a Minneapolis street. He repeatedly said he could not breathe as a white police officer pressed a knee into his neck. Floyd died, and the police officer was charged with third-degree murder several days later. The cell phone images of Floyd's death have sparked global outrage, with protests spreading across the country. The governors of Minnesota and 14 other states have called up National Guard troops to help with security. Nearly 1,400 people had been arrested across the country by Saturday, according to a tally by the AP. Authorities, including President Donald Trump, have said they understood the rage over Floyd's death, but they called for peaceful protests and condemned violence. President Trump has vowed that violence will be met with force. Mayors across the U.S. have instituted nighttime curfews after violence occurred in their cities. They include Los Angeles, Seattle, Atlanta, Denver, Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and Columbia, South Carolina. Midnight violence erupted within two blocks of the White House on Saturday night while the U.S. Park Police, the Secret Service, and the National Guard used pepper spray to defend a perimeter outside nearby Lafayette Square. Vandals smashed the windows of numerous businesses within blocks of the White House. Several vehicles on streets were set alight. And U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Sunday it was an absolute outrage that the three policemen stood by and watched as Floyd died. This is VOA News.